And welcome into Teen Talk Sports. Josh here. Well, Jesse on vacation this week. Jesse having fun this week. Not making it into the studio. Couldn't get Jesse on the phone this week. So it's just me, Josh, in the studio, and hopefully you're having a great week. If you haven't noticed on the message on our website, we have not been on the air for a week. Some technical issues. We've lost some stuff. You know, it's not the greatest thing, but you know, we're back on the air. We're back bringing you all the sports news from the show that the only one perspective you ever get from teens on the internet, wherever you're going to listen to us, on your MP3 player, on your iPod, it's Teens Talk Sports. Wherever you are at teensdogsports.com. Also, some new information coming this week. A new call-in number, 206-666-4249. That's 206-666-4249. To speak on Teens Talk Sports for whatever is on your mind in the world of sports. And welcome into this week's show. I want to start this show off because we've missed a lot of stuff happening in the last 2 weeks. In the last week, we've missed a lot of stuff we want to bring up on this week's show. And of course, if you want to, you know, send us an email or anything like that, drop us a line, podcast@teensdogsports.com. That's podcast@teensdogsports.com. We missed a lot about the IMA situation, which I want to start off with. We'll do some Major League Baseball, some NHL hockey in the playoffs right now, and we'll do some NBA basketball with the season winding down, and the Knicks, and any other team is your favorite team. The Knicks is somehow my favorite team, but I'm not too proud of that. Right now, I'm not too proud of that. I'll tell you why I'm not too proud of that, and we'll go around the old NBA. We'll also do some of the Virginia Tech situation. We'll cover some of that. If you want to give your take on what you think of this show, like I've gotten some emails, we've gotten some emails saying, you know what, Josh, you know what, Jesse, I don't agree with you guys. Bring it up on the show, email us like other people have done. Or if you want to, you know, participate in the show any other way, your phone number, any other way, go to our website. You can talk to us on our website, teensdogsports.com. So welcome into this week's show. Josh, so pleased to be with you on this week of April 16th. We'll call it that, on this April 19th when the show is done. We're also on the Buffalo Sports Radio Network. I don't know if you've heard us there. We're also on TPS Radio, TPS Podcast Network. We're on that network too, so you want to check us out there. Always a great thing for you to do here on Teens Talk Sports. Let's start the show. I want to start the show off with the I Miss in the Morning situation. I know it's kind of old now. I don't know if you might not want to hear about it, but you know, I want to give my take on this, on what exactly happened with the I Miss in the Morning thing. Don Imus, the host of the I Miss in the Morning program, was fired both by MSNBC and CBS Radio about a week ago over his comments, which I will not repeat on the show because it's not appropriate to say in the show. It's not, you know. And I'm pretty sure you don't want to hear it. It's not appropriate to say on the show, and I'm sure you don't want to hear it. Do I think Imus should have gotten fired? No. Imus, okay, the TV thing, fine, take him off the TV. But you know what? He did not deserve to get fired off radio. The girls from the national champion Rutgers basketball team forgave Mr. Imus after his talk with them. And, of course, if you don't know, Governor McGreevy, we'll go quick through this. Governor McGreevy of New Jersey got into a car accident going to this thing. That's a totally different topic. But they said, we forgive him. But you know what? CBS Radio should not have fired this guy. They should have let him have this 2-week suspension, monitored his show, and then went from there. Then if they still did not want him, they could have let him go. You know what? I think influences like people like Al Sharpton came way too into this, and for once, Al Sharpton actually got someone fired. So I'm sure he was planning campaigns. I'm sure Al Sharpton is surprised it's over. Okay? I'm sure he's surprised this whole thing is over. But it seems like Imus should not have gotten fired. In my view, Imus should not have gotten fired off the radio. TV, okay, you fire him off TV. But he should not have gotten fired off radio. And it's not like Imus is not making any money off of this. He still will make some money. And I think the show would have came on, got better ratings, and they would have done better. And, you know, after a while, they would have had the sponsors come back, and it would not have been that big of a deal. It would not have been that big of a deal than everyone's making it out to be. Imus could not say he's sorry anymore. There's no more times for Imus to say I'm sorry. It's over now, okay? Will he end up on satellite radio or something like that? Only time could tell. I couldn't see him going to Sirius. I don't know why, but supposedly his arch enemy, Howard Stern, is on Sirius Radio, and he's the one making the big bucks there. And you know, when Howard Stern left, it was K-Rock here in New York, WXRK, I'm pretty sure, he thought that he had a great following. And you know what, his following has not been that great, and I don't think the Imus in the Morning following would be, I don't think it would make any sense. He wouldn't get the same contract, at least. I can see him going to a place like XM Radio, because his buddy's opening an Anthony over there. So there's a chance Imus could resurface on satellite radio. Only time's to tell. I can't predict anything. 206-666-4249. That's 206-666-4249. For Teens Talk Sports, teenstalksports.com. That's how you reach the Teens Talk Sports show. Of course, Jesse on vacation this week. Didn't have a little time to call a studio. I don't blame him, you know. He's on vacation. Why would you want to call a studio, right? I'm sorry, Jesse, if you're listening to this right now. It's 206-203-0033. No, I'm sorry, that's our old number. 206-666-4249. 206-666-4249. Let's get it. I want to go fast into the Rutgers. We finished the Rutgers. To the Virginia Tech situation. And, you know, this is not off-duty sports, but, you know, we have to bring this up, okay? It's a topic you have to bring up. With, I don't know if you've seen the pictures and the videos on MSNBC and NBC sent to by the killer, but this guy is devastated so many people. I'm watching the Met game, and I know other sports athletes and sports figures had family in this. Thankfully, I know David Wright had a of the New York Mets had a brother. He was okay. But, you know what, both me and Jesse both put out our deepest concerns for the families, and we wish for better times for all the families from Rutgers University. And you know what, this was a really bad situation, and I think personally, I'm only 16, let's put it that way. I'm not in college yet, but I can tell you this. I think that the security in this college should have been prepared for something like this. Should have been better prepared for something like this. Because we know what happened in Columbine. This guy referenced it. And you know what? This situation, I don't know if it could have been... It could have been, you know, not... It could have been handled a different way. You know, trying to make... If they knew what this... No one knew this. What this guy was going to do. Nobody knew this was happening. I don't know if anybody knew. But I had no security, no police... Knew this was going to happen, so this is a sudden shock to this, and it's just a tragic ending to a really bad story. And we wish everybody, you know, better times here from Teen Talk Sports. Okay, let's get some more sports information for your Teen Talk Sports this week with Josh. Yes, I'm here. Okay, let's get to some. I want to bring up Pac-Man Jones got a suspension. A gear suspension, because we have been following him up the last couple of weeks. You know, we always like talk about the Pac-Man Jones, and the Chris Henry also gets 8-game suspension for to pay for his sins. That Bengal team, wow, we brought this up plenty of times in the show, but that Bengal team, is there any way they can not get in trouble? You know, for the last, I think, 2 months, they've had a 2 months dry spell of not getting in trouble. You know, they've set a record. But, you know what, they'll come back. I like Pac-Man Jones as a player. I like Chris Henry's decent, but I like Pac-Man Jones. Pac-Man Jones is not one of my favorite players, but he's up there, Pac-Man Jones. Some more NFL news in the last week. The NFL has announced a 17-week, 256-game regular season schedule for 2007. Kicks off September 6th, which is a Thursday, when the Colts host New Orleans Saints. I'm excited for the football season to come back, definitely. A lot of unfinished business, especially with the New York Jets and other teams, which, you know, New Orleans Saints. A lot of teams that had great seasons, like the New Orleans Saints, 3-13. and totally reversing with their coach winning the Coach of the Year, which, you know, I didn't totally agree with, but great for them. Also, kickoff weekend features 13 Sunday games, highlighted by a primetime matchup of NFC East rivals Dallas and New York Giants at Texas Stadium. The Giants will play the Sunday night opener for the second straight season after last year's Manning Bowl against the Colts, which was way too publicized, right? It's the Manning Bowl. Whoop-de-doo. Wow, cool. The Manning Bowl. Neither one of them influenced each other in this game. It's just because Manning played Manning, and that's what brought whoever aired the game, the ratings there. But, you know, it's always cool to see. It's not a situation that happens all the time. You know, you see brothers play against each other, both in the key spots on their teams. Obviously, I think we know which quarterback is a little better. As in Peyton Manning. Eli Manning not having the best season last year, if you put it that way. Not the best season last year. Also, Sunday's action includes the Jets and the New York Jets and the New England Patriots, and a playoff rematch from last year. If you remember the wild card game, the Jets and the Patriots. The Jets did have a chance in that game, but losing to the Patriots in the battle of coach versus mentor, which was, you know, when the Jets beat the Patriots during the regular season. Mangini got blown off by Bill Belichick. And we'll have to see when that comes around, if the Jets do win, if Bill Belichick stands up. Now, it'll be big to see that. I can't wait to see that game come my way. Cleveland Browns host the Pittsburgh Steelers. Another featured game is Chicago and San Diego. Monday night has a doubleheader with the Baltimore visit Cincinnati and San Francisco hosting Arizona. Of course, we're giving you all these national headlines here. For the second straight season, also, you have two Monday night doubleheader, so that's pretty cool to watch. Two games at one time Monday night. The Colts will be featured at least twice on primetime, as they are also slated to play AFC South rival Jacksonville on Monday, October 22nd, and Atlanta on Thanksgiving night. Okay, so that's some of your NFL, what to look for, you know, with draft coming up in just a little more than a week. We'll give you some draft insight. Maybe we're trying to get down to the draft, get some interviews. We're going to try to get that for you here on Teen Talk Sports. So a lot of new stuff coming up. We got the baseball season starting out. I want to do some on the baseball season. See, you know, you don't have Jesse here for the show. It's a little less of a spark. You know Jesse. There's no comments. You need Jesse's comments. Jesse's comments is the key role of the show. That's why it's Teen Talk Sports with Josh Jesse, and not Teen Talk Sports with Josh. Jesse is the one that brings on our listeners, okay? I'll handle the news. Jesse handles the commentary. Now, you know, I got the commentary down fine, too. But we do like Jesse at the commentary here on Teen Talk Sports. Of course, our phone number is 206-666-4249. You'll get my voice. You'll get to hear that. And then you can just leave a message, and we'll put you on the show. It's just as easy as that. Just as easy as that. Also, some more NFL. If you really want to know, the NFL goes to Europe this year, October 28th. Miami Dolphins and the New York Giants meet in London. Am I excited about that? No. The Giants and the Dolphins in London. Like, do we really have to have the NFL in Europe? Now, I have no problem with the NFL Europe, but you know what? Nobody really cares. I personally do not care about watching the Giants in Miami Dolphins in London. Of course, these television networks go for ratings, and I wonder what's the time difference between New York here in the East Coast and the West Coast. Even I think it's even more. And London, right? Do you want to wake up and watch that game? I don't even think that's even a good idea. Hey, if you're into those Thanksgiving games, Detroit and Dallas both play. Lions welcome in Green Bay, Jets and the Cowboys. And a rematch of that Sunday night, a rematch of the Super Bowl when the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Philadelphia visits New England, and a Monday night contest features Miami linebacker against Miami linebacker Joey Porter against his old team, the Pittsburgh Steelers. So a lot of the NFL season this year, I think, has big expectations for the NFL season this year. The draft's coming up in about a week and a half. Another something to look forward to. So the NFL is coming up big this season. I think, you know, I have a lot of exciting things to come for the NFL season this year, and I think it's gonna be one of the most exciting NFL seasons in a long time. Also, Herman Edwards against his old team, the New York Jets, which is a game I cannot wait to see. Sunday night game, and they still have the NBC, yeah. And Wild Card Division, we're gonna go all the way to January of 2008. Wild Card Weekend, January 5th and 6th, Division Playoffs the following weekend, AFC Championship and the Super Bowl, AFC Championship game played Saturday, January 20th, and the Super Bowl, which will be on Fox this season. You know, I like the way Fox does the NFL, so I'm happy about that. Scheduled February 3rd, but this is different here. Like, you know, you get the NFL in Europe this year, and then you got the Super Bowl game at the University of Phoenix in Glendale, Arizona. I'm not getting why they have to have a game in Glendale, Arizona at the University of Phoenix Stadium. There are plenty of stadiums that are either domes, like Minnesota. You go to Indianapolis, you got a dome there. Or you can play in Florida, California. There's other places, the University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Very prestigious place to win the Super Bowl, right? Now, I'm not too excited about that, having the Super Bowl at Glendale, Arizona. Not my favorite place. I've never seen a football game there, so I cannot say it's not my favorite place to watch a football game. But the Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona, come on. There's no other stadium they can play in. Enough about the NFL, because, you know, right now it's April, okay? It's April, it's not even September yet. It's not even August yet, so enough about the NFL. Let's get some quick baseball news, because we also have the NBA and the NHL heating up. The NHL, if you want to say the NHL cooling down, and the NBA heating up. Now, I think Jesse might have said that in one show. That's where I might have got it from. But quick, some Major League Baseball things. Barry Bonds hitting another home run. I cannot stand this guy. I cannot stand Barry Bonds. My team, the New York Mets, just going through the season like they're cutting a piece of butter. You know what? It's like, it's that easy. John Main going on the, I think it's, what was it yesterday, the 18th of April. Going on the 18th of April, almost pitching a no-hitter for the Mets. You know, this has happened so many times that it shouldn't even be news that the Mets almost had a no-hitter. Never had one in Mets history, so. Almost had one last night. Also, a no-hitter by Mark Burley with a no-hitter. A guy would never expect to throw a no-hitter. Drafted in the 38th round in 1998. I would never think. As what Mark Burley said, never in a million years did I think I'd be able to have this happen. Mark Burley of the Chicago White Sox. I would never think he would ever. Mark Burley, good pitcher, decent pitcher, but no hitter. Not a guy that comes to my mind when I think of a no hitter. You know, this could put, not that we're not, not Mark, Mark Burley Hall of Fame. This could push him, if he has a great career, this could push him towards the Hall of Fame. You know, any pitcher that pitches a no hitter has a pretty good chance to go to the Hall of Fame. I gotta say that. So around the majors right now, Boston in the American League. Boston coming up to a good season start. Matsuzaka pitching well. The whole team just flowing well. 9-5 their record as of now on April 19th. The Yankees, Alex Rodriguez somehow having a breakout season. Hitting home run after home run after home run. An A-bomb for A-Rod, as John Sterling would say. The radio voice of the New York Yankees on WCBS 880 radio here in New York. Also, take a look at the Central. Minnesota having, you know, Minnesota normally is normally at the top of that. Detroit, of course, went to the World Series last year. Should be a good team. 9-6. So that division, not, you know, Chicago, I don't know, maybe they'll turn it around, but Chicago right now at 6-7 on, of course, April 19th. Mike Piazza's team, Oakland Mike Piazza's team. Mike Piazza DHing for the first time. Full-time job as a DH. You know, he'll also backup catch for the Oakland Athletics. That division, Seattle used to be good. Texas not looking too good this year. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim will have to keep an eye on that division because that division can be a very good division. But Oakland's always a very good team. Oakland playing decent baseball right now. You take a look at the National League. We go to the East. Atlanta playing good baseball. That's all I got to say. Atlanta is playing very good baseball right now. Of course, you got the Mets behind them at 9-4. And this is, of course, you listen to the show a week from now. This is April 19th when these stats were given to you. April 19th is when these stats were given to you. Not, you know, not today, because not the day after. Not April 20th. Things change, okay? Florida in third place. Mets going for a sweep against Florida tonight on April 19th. I'll stop saying the date. Washington, Philadelphia. You look at that team, except the pitching. You look at their team on paper. They line up. You look at their lineup on paper, you think they've got a great team. Ryan Howard, great player. Ryan Howard's not playing too bad, but the whole team is not playing well. It's the pitching's been bad. It's been a bad season for them so far all around. Very disappointing all around. Washington's horrible, okay? Washington is horrible, and they're beating Philadelphia. Will turn it around. I do see Philadelphia turning it around. Of course, this is just the second week of baseball, third week of baseball going into. That's all it is. So there's plenty of time to turn it around, especially when you've only played about 15, 20 games. There's plenty of time to turn it around. Milwaukee having not too bad of a season, going 8-6 right now here on April 19th. Houston not playing the baseball they were playing last year, but they're still a game above 500. Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh started the season off strong, flowing back into that Pittsburgh mentality again. St. Louis 6-8 here on April 19th, below 500. The defending world champions beaten out by the Mets on the first game of the year when they got their flag. Not that they got the rings next year, but next day. But they were swept by the New York Mets. I mean, personally, as a Met fan and a St. Louis Cardinal fan, listening to this show, I'm very sorry, but ha-ha! You know what? It's not the same as what happened in October when Yadier Molina hit that home run and the Mets did. Carlos Beltran went down looking on strikes, but gee, you know what? The Mets, I'm expecting a lot of the Met team this year. A very exciting season, a very exciting team. The whole team doing very well. Carlos Delgado could be doing a little bit better hitting-wise. Valentin doing well. You know, a couple of guys in that team. He's not the youngest guy, but he's doing well too. Julio Franco, 49 years old, still the team. A division which was not too good last year. Team went into the playoffs 500. Two teams went in. One got the wild card, one got the division. Arizona, not a bad team this year. Randy Johnson will be coming back to the Arizona Diamondbacks soon. Let's see what he can do for them. I could see him doing a lot coming back to his former team after pitching for the Yankees, going 17-7, I'm pretty sure, last year. And Los Angeles Dodgers playing good baseball right now. I'm watching them very closely. San Diego 8-7. San Diego's. I like the pitching going on in San Diego. They just gotta get the hitting up. You have to get some run support in San Diego. That's it. Colorado, San Francisco. Speaking of San Francisco, Barry Bonds hit another home run, and you know Barry Bonds. Every time he hits a home run, I just get upset. I don't like Barry Bonds. I really don't. I don't think he deserves any of it. And I don't care if he sits and cries and whines, because you know we've seen Barry Bonds cry on TV before. They don't like me, blah, 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 blah. Barry Bonds, shut your mouth. Please shut your mouth, Barry Bonds. Play baseball and shut your mouth. For all of us here, just shut your mouth, Barry Bonds. 206-666. Yes, it's not 6666, then we'd have some problems there. 206-666-4249. 4249. That's 206-666-4249 for Teens Talk Sports. Of course, we are the only show that has Teens Talking Sports. So you want to be part of the fun, you got to give us a call. And you yourself can be on Teens Talk Sports. Of course, we are sports talk for everyone, so if you're in your 50s, your 60s, and you like the name of our show, and you like our show, you can listen to it too. Call in, no problem with that. And you're on Teens Talk Sports. Of course, my co-host, I do have a co-host, so it's not me, just me, Jesse, out on vacation. Couldn't get him on the line, couldn't get him in the studio this week. So I got your show. Got a lot of fun this week, especially next week when Jesse comes back. We'll do some more recapping with Jesse here. You can check out our website, teenstalksports.com. Email us, podcast@teenstalksports.com. Or you can just go to our website, fill out the form. And you want to say something on Teen Talk Sports, we can make it happen. We can make it happen here on Teen Talk Sports. Let's go quickly around the NHL, of course. Last night, the Rangers swept the Thrashers. 4-0. I'm very surprised. And I'm very happy for the Rangers because this is the first time the Rangers have won a series, I think, since 1997 or 1994. So, you know what? The Rangers went into the playoffs last year with a better record but ended the season on kind of a low note. But this season ending on a high note and coming in and just sweeping the Thrashers. Let's see how far they can go. I'm excited to see how far the Rangers can go here. Now, I'm a little bit surprised as the Devils and Lightning, the series is tied up, 2-2. We'll have to keep an eye on that, because I'm definitely going to keep an eye on that. Because it's going to be tomorrow. They play tomorrow night, April 20th. We'll keep you updated. By the time we get on the air next time, we'll have at least 4 teams out of it. So we'll give you all the updates on that. Of course, what you think... I'm liking the Rangers right now. For some reason, the Rangers are really standing out of my eyes right now. I like the Devils. I think it would be nice. The Devils are used to going far. Brodeur, a lot of experience in the playoffs, so you definitely can't count the Devils out. There's no way to count the Devils out. Sabres, Islanders are out of it. It's already 3-1 today. It's already 3-1. It's pretty much over for the Islanders. Yeah, it's a nice run by the Islanders, but it's pretty much over. It's over for the Islanders. That's it. They have their chances. I will say some bad calls by refs, especially Saturday night's game, was not too good in the Islanders' favor. Especially the refs have not been in favor of the Islanders, I'll tell you that. Senators and Penguins, you got to go to the Senators. The Penguins, could they come back? I can see them come. I can't see him coming back here. Looking for the Senators to go far. Looking for the Senators, the Devils, and maybe the Rangers, as I said a minute ago. All to go far. And, of course, the Sabres. You got to have the Sabres in it. The Sabres will go. So, if you want to do our predictions here, you got the Senators, the Rangers. Of course, the Rangers already went it. The Rangers, the Senators, the Devils, the Devils, the Sabres, the Rangers, and the Senators all winning their series. The Red Wings and the Flames, yeah, you have to go with the Red Wings here, even though the Flames do stand a little bit of a chance. You have to go with the Red Wings here because you have the number one team. You have to go with the Red Wings, okay? Ducks and Wild, you have to go with the Ducks, leading 3-1, only a game away. All other teams, Canucks, Stars. Canucks lead the series 3-1. You have to go with the Canucks. The Stars could come back. The Stars are a decent team, but I got to go with the Canucks. Also, Predators and Sharks. The Sharks looking like they'll come away with this one. And, of course, we'll have more NHL highlights from around the league all coming up the next show here on Teen Talk Sports. NBA, I'm going to cover some of that. My team going to the NBA Finals this year. Some reason I'm really liking the Phoenix Suns, okay? I like the Phoenix Suns going all the way, okay? My team is the Phoenix Suns. My team is the Phoenix Suns. But you know what? There can be plenty of change Phoenix out of the number two spot. Of course, we ran out of time for this show. I'll catch you back. We'll catch you back next week. Jesse back in the studio. A grand new show. So coming up next week on Teen Talk Sports. Of course, you can check out our website, teentalksports.com. Email us, podcast@teentalksports.com. So from us, Teen Talk Sports, you'll have yourself a great week. Jesse's back in the studio next week. Have a great week, y'all.